Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Good Expectations being delivered by Randy Block from Cattle Facts. Back with Randy in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgro.com and look for Ralgro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Circling back to that cattle raiser's virtual meeting just a few days ago, Randy Block with Cattle Facts offered some good expectations in the days ahead for calf producers. He says despite the fact of the two black swan events we've had, the Holcomb fire and then COVID-19, calf prices have wanted to go higher, and he thinks they will.
You think about the timing of the Tyson fire that we had last fall. Again, I believe that was on August 9th, and it was going right into the calf run. We created a backlog. A market was depressed into September, October before it started to recover. For those of you that were selling calves in that time period, the calf market ended up being cheaper than it would have been because of that scenario. Again, we backlogged the whole system. Then we turned around and did the same thing again here with the COVID-19 situation in the spring. We didn't get the full expression of the spring rally. The market's been a little bit on pins and needles all summer in here, although I've been honestly very pleased that our video markets, our forward sales in here on calves in here through the second half of the summer have rebounded and have been as strong as they've had. But they would have been higher. I mean, they would have been higher had it not been for some of these other events that we've come through. And you can see that from this year, we think this is the low in the calf market. Quite frankly, I'll just be very blunt with you. The spring lows that we made in the fed cattle market, the spring lows that we made in the feeder cattle market, and in the calf market, those were the cycle lows in prices. Prices are going to gradually improve, and they'll move higher as we move in through the middle of this next year. So again, you look at these things in total, it's been unfortunate for cow-calf producers, but you can see that we anticipate that the economics are going to improve for producers down the road. Now, normally, calf prices would be at their softest levels from September 15th to October 15th. This is normally when they would make their lows. And for those of you that maybe haven't studied these markets as much as others, let me just stop in here and make this point for you. 8 out of every 10 years in each decade, the market bottoms right here. So those of you that are selling calves from mid-September to mid-October, again, we got to come up with a different plan. This is the low in the market 8 out of every 10 years of the decade.
From our calf trade to our stockers and our feeder cattle, Randy Block has some encouraging words as well.
For those of you that are feeder cattle producers or stocker operators, again, the lows that we made back in here in the spring when feeder cattle prices broke down in here to about 120 and we had the feeder futures break into the 110 area, those were the cycle lows. We will spend very little time now over the next few years below 135 to 40 on feeder cattle. When you look at the CME feeder cattle index, you look at the futures, that area will be very good support for us over the next several years. And again, you can see that our highs have primarily the last several years have been right up around 160. We will start to see those highs fall and we'll end up pushing into higher highs as we get into later next year and the year after. So again, the trends will be higher. We're not going there in a hurry, but the trends in total will be higher as we look at this market.
top hired hand for the Cattle Facts organization, Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.